Although the opera La Gioconda has many of the elements of a popular work, especially beautiful melody, impressive choral effects, a wonderful ballet, and a dramatic plot, yet this story is so bloodthirsty, so uninviting, as to make us wonder how the opera could ever have become such a favorite. That Gioconda has become the best known of all Ponchielli's works is undeniable. Yet whenever it is produced, it never fails to meet with rather severe criticism, even to this day. As one critic put it, this is not a work that deals in sweetness and light. It is cast in a mold that develops a grisly history of jealousy, hatred, and revenge, and presents hardly a single character that is blameless or who can engage the sympathy of the spectators. Although the musical score may perhaps be termed conventional and garish in part, yet its worth was well summarized by W.J. Henderson, the noted musical writer, when he said, "This opera showed the Italians how all the wealth of modern harmony, instrumentation, and declamation could be united with the characteristic suavity of a purely Italian melody." La Gioconda means the ballad singer, and it is about a maid of that calling that the opera is woven. The plot itself was first used by Victor Hugo in a story called Angelo, which was adapted into libretto form by Boito and offered to Ponchielli. Gioconda, a young ballad singer, cherishes two ardent passions in her heart. She fervently loves Enzo, a young nobleman, and is devotedly attached to her old, sightless mother. In the course of events, these two affections conflict with each other, and Gioconda sacrifices her love for Enzo for her mother. A spy in the employ of the state inquisition in Venice is in love with Gioconda, but the girl repulses his advances. He conceives a scheme to gain control over Gioconda, directing his plot against Enzo, Gioconda's lover. He arranges Enzo's elopement with Laura, whom Enzo loves, so that Gioconda be left behind and forsaken. Gioconda, however, learns of the projected elopement, and in a frantic attempt to prevent her rival from running away with Enzo, she is on the point of slaying her, when suddenly in Laura's hand, perceives a rosary given by Gioconda's mother to Laura some time before for saving her life. Instantly, her mortal hatred against the rival yields to feelings of gratitude toward her mother's rescuer, and the dagger falls from her grasp. With amazing self-sacrifice, she then devotes all her efforts to accomplishing the happiness of Laura and Enzo, and succeeds in bringing the loving pair safely into port. Having thus sacrificed all in favor of her rival, she herself seeks relief and oblivion in death. The scene in which the aria given on this record occurs, in the last act, is a most dramatic one. Gioconda is alone, standing beside a table upon which lie a flask of poison and a dagger originally intended for Laura. Having given up everything in life that is dear to her, poor Gioconda has determined to die. Approaching the table, she examines the dagger and then picks up the flask of poison. Here the aria stops. Yes, suicide, she muses. Stern fate has forever of last hope bereft me. Suicide, the sole resource now left me. This is a beautiful melody, yet full of the desperate grief that fills the despairing girl. Margareta Matzenauer sings leading roles with the Metropolitan Opera Company, New York, where she is well known to the opera-going public.